So have you taken any time off since last year? Seems like you're always working out.
No, I'm trying to find a way to get better every day, and through mechanics, through being sharper on pinpoint accuracy. I take them things serious to get better and just for the team overall. So I haven't taken a break. Probably won't.
What's the vibe like in there introducing yourself to so many new people?
That's the first thing. I try to learn everybody's name, when they first come, because I don't want to say, hey, what's going on, without saying his name. I like to approach people by saying their name and then seeing how their day goes. So that was my first thing, was especially as trying to be a leader, and learn people's names, everyone's name in the building, no matter who they are, and move on from there.
Jacoby was talking about going over to Laney in college and throwing the ball around him. How does he look, Jacoby?
Jacoby, he kind of he had to go. There's some routes I wouldn't let him run because his foot, I don't want that to fall on me. I want him to be as healthy as possible, because when he's healthy, he's dynamic. So it was great. I mean, he looked good. There's a couple nine routes I threw, like go routes, and he went down and got it. I threw 60-yard bombs, and he would go and get it. So he could run pretty real good still. So. It's just a process for him as well, just to get better and take step by step to get better.
How frustrating was it?
You as a player, you get a new coaching staff come in, you want to start working, you want to get in the office, not be able to come in until this week, and sort of, is it tough as a player? Isn't you want to get the book as soon as possible and start working?
I think
working
it's tough, but everyone rises to challenges. I know I try to rise to challenges as much as I can, and I just look at it as another challenge that's on top of my list I already have. So. It's nothing but another challenge for all of us as an offense, especially defensive guys. There's going to be about possibly eight new starters. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're all starting brand new, and it's a challenge. We don't want any excuses when August comes around, the preseason and the regular season dates come. So we don't want that as an excuse. It's just we got to grind hard and be together as a team and get things done.
What is the challenge of them bringing in a new quarterback and you fighting for that? What is that rate on your list right now?
It doesn't rate really. It's the business of the game. We had a great quarterback leave to me, a great quarterback left, and we brought in another pretty good quarterback. I mean, it's just you have to have good quarterbacks to win in this league. And Matt's great. I mean, we have good chemistry already. We're setting up, me and him, when we're setting things up, we come to each other and talk to each other about how do we want to set up the next workout between guys off campus, when we want to throw at Laney, or do we want to go outside and go over some plays and break the huddle just to get our snap counts down, switching back and forth. So it's just it's a great chemistry,
Did it feel like a punch in the gut at all when they acquired him and then they signed him to the 6.5? Or how do you mentally compartmentalize that?
I don't really. They're paying Carson, what, 14, 13 million? So, I mean, either it is what it is, whether Carson was going to be here or it doesn't matter. I'd have to battle. So it doesn't matter. So
what does it mean to you to hear the words open competition?
Open competition? Like coach says, cream rises to the top no matter what. I mean, no matter what the position, everyone's going to battle. And I believe that the best player coming that can give this whole team a chance, whether it's on the defensive line, D-back, a receiver, offensive line, whoever gives us the best chance to come out with a victory, which we need, So I just think that's the main focus for everyone. We need to compete, and by competing, you bring out the best in everybody.
How do you think this new offense fits the guys you have and what you know about it so far?
I like it. There's a lot of good things that Coach is trying to do, especially some of the schemes for Darren. We're doing a little different, so it's going to be great for Darren to get downhill a little bit. And I'm excited. I know everybody else is excited too. Anytime you start something new, especially coming in for the first week, guys, we're excited to be here. You got to carry that on later on when it's about 6-7 weeks down the road. You still got to be excited.
Is there any similarities to stuff you've done, or is it completely how different is it from what you've done either in college or here?
Not really different. I mean, no matter where you go, I've learned this. That's why coming into this new playbook is kind of very easy for me to grasp, because I've seen it like the first year. I've seen a little bit of it the West Coast, and last year seeing an awful lot. So you kind of tie it all together and kind of put it in your head like, okay, the reads are pretty the same. The only thing you have to get down is the concepts and the wording of the concepts. And I think that's the main thing, is just getting the wording down and then getting with the guys and teaching them so they know exactly what you know.
I think there's a national perception that you know, the Raiders got rid of so many players. They're getting rid of salaries. They're still rebuilding again. Mm-hmm. But you think in that room, and from what you gathered this fast, that there's a different feeling in there.
Hey, I think Mr. McKenzie and Coach Allen are getting guys in the locker room, period, like this, that love football, mm-hmm. love team first, and they want to be here to win. Mm-hmm. And if it's anything else, it doesn't matter. We want to have guys that love to be around the guys that love football. And we'll compete.
You can see that already.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell just from the guys he brought in. You know, it's not about – we don't want guys that's about – like Coach says all the time, we don't want guys that are about women, fast cars. We don't want any of that. It's all about competing, being a team player first, and loving the game of football. And you can't get – if you have guys like that in the same locker room and everyone has that same exact plan and sees it the same – I mean, you can't go wrong.
What other you talked about working with Jacoby. What other receivers have you been working with?
Everybody, mm-hmm. Even when DHB before he got mm-hmm. traded, or everybody, mm-hmm. and just pretty much not the tight ends, because tight ends, they're gone in a way. Brandon Myers, but he ended up leaving mm-hmm. too. So, you know, we're gonna get after it. Me and Matt, we're gonna have the guys there probably tomorrow or the next day and go to work too. So just to kind of figure out some stuff.
How important is what you're doing now for the camaraderie of getting to know these guys and getting on the same page, even just being in the weight room together and working out?
I think the main thing is Coach Allen, he stressed this the first day, is that, you know, when you're hanging out with somebody every single day and seeing guys and working hard with them and sweating and picking someone up when it's going hard for a rep, you know, and you're together and have that team togetherness, when it's time to really go to battle, you know, you're gonna be with that guy. You know, you wanna do a little extra work because you've been battling with this guy and you're a little close with the guy. So the closer you are as a team, I believe that you're gonna have a lot of success. And I even, for example, I would look back as far as college, because college teams, there's no cuts and all that. So whoever's there is there. And if we could all get together and kind of have that sense of togetherness, like. I give the example of college because no one's gone. You know, whoever's there is there. And if we could just get that, you know, concept together that, you know, we're all together, we're all one, you know, see where we come out. It shouldn't be too bad, but we just got to, you know, like I said, we got to keep working.
How much did playing that, starting that last game, help you in terms of this offseason, just in terms of knowing that, okay, I've been out in a game, played a whole game, what I can do in terms of?
You know, miss some throws, and you know, it wasn't a great day to have that game. But you know, I have fun. You know, overall, I have fun just being with the guys. I mean, they haven't been on the same field with me, and for the first, you know, it was my first time, and I had a very, very good time with them. You know, even though we came out with a loss, it was just great to be in the huddle, and the things that I told you guys I wanted to work on, getting the plays out on time. I mean, I was in and out of huddle fast, and that was one of my goals I wanted to stress to myself, and had a good time, and it's I just wanted to roll over into this next coming year, so see what happens.
I think what jumped out to a lot of people in that game was when that fight broke out and you jumped in, and I think it was Goodson you pulled out.
And to
step in there and, you know, sort of assert yourself like that.
Well, I mean, like I said, Coach Allen talks to us a lot about situations, and right there, that situation was, I believe it was, we were in the red zone, and if we'd have got a penalty, maybe it would have been, third down? It would have been second or third down, and we would have been back. It would have been probably third and 25.
Yeah.
Your chances to score down there third and 25 is slim to none. Mm-hmm. You don't want a field goal because we're already down.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest thing was getting them out of there before. You never know if you would have ran up and maybe threw a punch at him or something, and mm-hmm. there goes him, he's gone, and then we got to worry about third and 25, second and 25, and we're in the red zone, which is the toughest part to score on. We didn't really score that well last year on that. So that was my main focus. It was just a reaction to, you know, get out of there. I didn't care who it was. I mean, you got to do things right, and we got to do things right to be successful.